This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today we are with Laura Barnett and we're going to be talking about how to make money building relationships. Hey Laura, how you doing?
Great, thank you. I'm doing great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, A, I'm delighted to be here. B, I am a communicator by education and by trade and for fun. I am a communications trainer and consultant. So what I love to tell people is I teach people how to talk about themselves and their companies. A lot of people love to talk about themselves. Not everybody does a great job at it, so that keeps me busy. And we do a lot of communications training, branding, messaging. We do a lot of crisis work as well, which keeps our work really fresh and interesting every single day.
Tell us about your business.
Well, it is all a matter of who you know. I interned at Space when I was in college, and I ran off and I did television for 8 years. I have the hair for it, so I was a news anchor for a little while out in West Texas, and moved back to the Dallas area, which is where I'm from originally, and about 2.5 years ago, Mary Spaeth, our president, she had served under President Reagan as the director of media relations for the White House, came calling and said, we have a very rare opening. Would you be interested in being a vice president? And I thought, a VP job I didn't really have to interview for. Sure, I think I'll take that on.
Yeah.
So I rejoined Spaeth in the middle of 2015 and haven't looked back since. It's been a fantastic opportunity. I've worked with a huge variety of clients. We work with everybody from folks in the financial services industry to folks in healthcare to, obviously, we have a lot of political connections, so I've done a fair amount of work in the political sphere. We do a lot of work in education, so every day, sometimes every hour, is a bit different and challenging and fun.
Right. So the first time I talked to you, I really connected with you in the area of building relationships while building your business. So, and you mentioned one term that I wrote down, profitable relationship building. Tell us what that means and why is that important?
Well, I want to set this up by saying that Mary Spaeth, who knows everyone in the world, and everyone knows Mary, and everyone loves Mary, Mary has been very fortunate in that so much of our business is word of mouth and referral. And when I came in 2015, I said, this is wonderful, and I'm so glad we have such good relationships with our friends and our advocates, but I want to make sure that we know where our next meal is coming from. So I really put in place a strategic business development plan, and Mary said, now, Laura, we're not in sales. We're in relationship building. Hmm. And I thought, that's true. We are in relationship building. But we're in profitable relationship building. We need to pay our bills every month. And,
right.
And we want to be able to treat our employees well and do all the things we want to do and grow and thrive as a company. So we kind of met in the middle in that profitable relationship building phase. And I think especially because we are a service-oriented company, we really focus on how can what we do as a company, we don't sell widgets, you know, we sell kind of a mindset about communication. That mindset really helps a lot of companies. So what I try to implement with our team and share with everyone is we want to approach business from the perspective of how can we help you? Because everybody can get better at this. And so what can we do to help either your senior leadership, your middle managers, your frontline employees? We've got something that will fit for pretty much everybody in your company. So focus on that helping element first. And then the business part can come later.
Awesome. So why are relationships so important while building a business?
Well, I like to think of it as when a business doesn't have good relationships, how do they weather the tough times? So it's not necessarily how do I need to build that relationship to earn more business, but it is so important for businesses to have those good relationships. Because when you look at historical case studies of crises, folks that have had good relationships with the public fare far better than those who have not. So a couple of years ago, when Bluebell Ice Cream had that big Listeria scare,
right?
News stations were covering when new flavors were being released. Now, I did work in Market 165, and so we didn't have a whole lot of news out in Abilene, Texas some days, but it was very rare that even we would cover when is chocolate ice cream going to get back on the shelf. So when you have such a good relationship with your customers and with your advocates and your ambassadors, that the news stations are covering when you're going to get back on track as a business, that is so impressive and so crucial. So when you have those relationships, you are far better off than folks like, say, you know, BP, when the Gulf oil spill happened, and they handled everything poorly month after month after month. And they had, you know, it took them so much longer to resurrect themselves after a big crisis. So that's why those relationships are crucial, because when something befalls you, you need to get back up and running quickly. Relationships are going to help you do that.
Right. So what are some tips that you could give us on how to build quality relationships with other people?
Well, I always like to tell people that we were given two ears and one mouth for a reason. We need to listen a lot more than we talk.
Yeah.
And you probably can tell by now, I really love to talk. And that's fun. And it's great. It's great to engage in conversation. But you need to make sure that it's a tennis match. You know, it's very much give and take. It's very much back and forth. There's so many opportunities for people to feel good about who they are when they're doing business with you. And the business part doesn't come till way later. It's do you want to hang out? Do you want to have lunch with this person? Do you want to grab a beer with them? Are they fun to hang out with and be with? And then you can get into the, is this a need that you have? Is this a timeline that we can deliver what you need on? Can we tailor our suite of services to complement what your needs are, and can we agree upon a price that is valuable for us but is also fair for you? So making sure that you're doing as much listening as possible and making sure that you're giving a lot before you're asking. I did some coaching for a young associate, and she said, okay, so do we ask for the business right now? And I said, no, because we've done it once. We need to go way further on down the road. And at that point, then we can get into the back and forth of doing the negotiation. But we can't just ask for the business right off the bat, because, you know, if you're going to make a big investment, you want some time to get comfortable with it and make sure that you're A-okay.
Right. So what are some easy ways to find new people and get to know new people?
Well, my husband's in real estate, so we always talk about your sphere of influence, like who knows you, who do you know? So it doesn't have to be someone that you know that you can do business with automatically.
Right.
So it can be someone that you know who happens to know somebody, or, you know, that they may go to church with or play golf with or play, you know, their kids, they're the coach for the kids' soccer team, and there's another parent who does such and such. So it's as simple as, okay, who do I know? And find out who are those people that are the hub in the wheel, not the spoke. That's another piece of advice I love to give and I try to live my life by, is are you the person that other people come to, or are you the person that, you know, you get referrals? Well, that's fine if you're the person that's getting referred out. But if you can connect those people, if you can be the intersection for those people, you're going to be in that position of power that you want to be in when it comes to, hey, I've got a friend that's looking for a job, and hey, I know somebody I'm hiring for a position. Well, let's see if we can get those two people connected.
So right.
It's just making those efforts, and maybe it's not even necessarily business related, but it's just doing good works, and it's going to come back to you and pay off in the long run.
Yeah, I 100% believe it, and I agree with you. Now, here's my question, because I have a marketing
sure.
company, and we really, really do a great job with social media. How has social media contaminated or helped building relationships, in your opinion?
How much time do you have? we teach from what we think is the largest training clip library in the world. So we teach from a lot of different video examples. And we're watching a video today. The new CEO of Snapchat was showing how they're going to reorganize your content so that your friends are on one side of the screen and all the brands that are competing for your attention are on the other side of the screen. And he said, so we're really separating the social from the media. So you've got those relationships that are really true and authentic and genuine, because they're the people that you know in real life, versus the Coca-Colas and the Starbucks and the Toyotas and the Teslas and the big brands that want your eyes and want your attention and want your dollars. So social media has done a wonderful job of blurring those lines a lot, and it's our job to really delineate where do those brands fit in that sphere, and be really be very conscientious about what those messages are and how much we're paying close attention to.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Hey, okay, so final statements. This is the time in our program where You could say anything that's on your mind. So I'm just opening up for you to share whatever you want. So go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it. First of all, thank you for the opportunity. This is a big coup for us, and we're delighted to be a part of this. So Spaith is a company that, like I said, kind of fits all people. We have worked with we've worked with a school district in the Dallas area. And when you want to inspire change and you want a real cultural shift, you start with the top, right? You start with the senior leaders because they really set the tone for how things go. And so that's a huge portion of the populations we typically work with. But we've also worked with a lot of folks who are middle managers. So when you're wanting those folks who are your emerging leaders to grow and develop, we have our presentation skills courses that are tremendously beneficial in terms of how they're viewed by executives and as future executives. And what we've also done is we work a lot with frontline employees. So with the school district, we worked a lot with their school secretaries. Now, they may not be high up on the leadership pole, but they're the ones who are interacting with the parents every single day, and they're really the face of the school, even more so than the principal may be at some point in time. So the folks who really have the highest touch point with your customers, those folks really need to be trained as ambassadors for your organization, and we've got training courses that help from media training. Even if you're not going to be on camera, we can help you navigate those conversations and really manage conversations well and get your message across to, like I say, with those presentation courses, elevating the presentation elements. And what stories are you telling? How are you telling them? And how can they get better about your organization? We help with that kind of stuff as well. Not only that, but we also work with crisis, which is, if you don't have a plan, it's going to hit the fan at some point. And we hope that we're the ones that you call to help get you through that.
That's so awesome. That's really awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you sharing all this valuable information.
Likewise. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye.